Hello, everybody. I'm sitting here in my garden in the UK. I've got some seriously wild hair going on because yesterday my niece did a Dutch braid through my hair. And I miss the sea when I'm in the UK, so I love having baths pretty much every night. And I laid back into the water. And now this is the aftermath, but it reminds me of being back home on an island in Ibiza in the sea. It's not really the kind of hairstyle for the UK, but hey, I'm gonna make it a bit of a trend. And it's really greasy. Anyway, that's me rambling on. It's so nice to connect with you. I've had a few weeks off doing some emails actually. It's been quite a few weeks of stillness. I found when I was in Ibiza for a friend's wedding, I actually married them with a poem, and it was a really amazing experience. Also incredibly nerve-wracking. The microphone stopped working, and my friend who was Sebastian, he kept saying to me, "Más alto, más alto," Emma, and it means, you know, speak louder. And I have literally the voice of like a mouse. And when I was in a situation where I was speaking both English and Spanish, lots of people watching me that I did not know, and nerves kicking in, I was just unable to speak louder. So I don't think anyone really heard it, but the main thing was for me is just seeing how much they both loved it, and what a gift it was to give them that poem. And I think I'll share that on here next week with you guys. It's really beautiful. But for today, I was just sitting doing a little bit of admin stuff today, and just doing a bit of writing. And I write a lot of my poetry in my journals, and I wanted to type them up into, I keep a little Google Doc where I keep all my poems, something I highly advise if you're a writer or a poet, you keep pieces of paper everywhere, just grab a Google Doc and shove them all on there, because it keeps them, you know, in one place and you can draw on them whenever you need them. But I just turned to a random page in this beautiful journal. Look, it's so stunning, it's got bees on it. I probably showed you this before, but it's my favourite. And I thought, you know, why not share from the page that I opened today? And the page I opened actually has lots of short poems. I read a book, a poetry book, Lem Sissé, that I received as a gift for my birthday from my brother. It's Let the Light Pour In. It's a beautiful book. And it's all poems that he wrote in the morning, and they're all four lines. And it really inspired me to start writing some shorter poems, because I'm someone who captures really, really long poems. I have some that are over 5 pages long in my journal. And I thought, you know, why not write some shorter ones? So it gave me that inspiration. So now as I turned to this page, I thought, there's three that are on this page, and I thought, you know, why not share them with you and, you know, give a little bit of background to them as well. So I'll read you the first one. It keeps raining on the inside to help the skies empty, to help the clouds part so that light can start to come through. And you remember what it was you always knew. I love that one. I think I was writing that when it was raining outside. But for me, as I read it, what really comes up is sometimes we need to kind of go to this space where we're a blank canvas or a blank page in a book, and we forget everything that we've already learned and everything that we already know. And we trust that it's still there inside of us, but we forget the kind of mental voice that's saying we need to do this, or I know this, and trying to seek and find answers. And it's kind of like a state of surrender, I think, when we reach that blank canvas, and instead of kind of pressuring ourselves to fill it up, we let it be blank and we let it be empty. So like here the line, to help the skies empty, to help the clouds part. So it's like this emptying of yourself. And when you do that, something I found in my experience, when you let everything empty, you come to this space where you then can receive what feels true. And I find this particularly when I have a lot of buildup of energy. So when I've been around a lot of people, or, you know, been on social media for a long time or something like this, and I have taken on so many different perspectives and different opinions, and whilst that's really important, it is so important after that to kind of come back to yourself and see what resonates, see what's true, and just kind of empty yourself so that you can remember what's true, what you always knew. So, because for me, like, learning is a remembering process. Like, if we take ourselves to our origins before we even came to this planet as a soul, we already are all-knowing. But what would the point be in coming to experience ourselves as human and just knowing everything and seeing everything, you know? It would just be pointless. So to me, it's like I'm remembering what I knew. And that's like fun. That makes learning for me even more fun, because it's like I discover clues about myself, and then when I pick it up, I'm like, oh yeah, of course that's me. So I really like that one. And I'll read you another short one here. I see a scar, a loving mark for where I've been touched by life, guiding the words I write. Yes, that is a four-line one, actually. And I was looking, it was because I burnt myself. I don't know if you can see this, really. Oh, God. This is really bad. There we go. It's like a scar on my wrist. I burnt my hand taking the tray out of the oven. And I burnt it on the rack. And I was, like, looking at it, and I was like, oh, it just looks so horrible, this weird scar on the side of my wrist. Like, oh, I hope it's going to go. And I was thinking, oh, I should get some bio oil and, like, make it go and stuff. And as I was looking at it, it kind of inspired this poem, because, you know, we look at our physical scars and, you know, we have this weird thing of, like, I want to hide them or get rid of them or whatever. When really, like, and then I started looking at all the scars I have on my body. You know, I've got tons on my legs from trail running and things like that. And I started looking at them, and I was like, wow, all these scars tell a story on my body about my experiences, about who I am. You know, I don't want to be ashamed of them. I don't want to, like, try to get rid of them or cover them up. And this is not to say, like, that's a bad thing. This is just my perception. But yeah, and I also think how we have those scars emotionally too, you know, how we've experienced trauma in our lives, how we've experienced challenging and difficult situations, and how they leave these kind of invisible scars. And again, we see trauma as, like, we want to try and get rid of it, or sort of, you know, get ourselves out of that. And it is a very important process to go through in terms of, you know, bringing that healing to... It depends what, you know, stage you're at with where you're at and how you're processing things. But it is important to go through that experience of, you know, healing oneself and bringing love to what we may have experienced. But there comes this point, and I know this has been a journey that's been very true for me, is those scars become our sources of inspiration. So as I wrote there, it's like, it shows me where I've been touched by light, where I've been touched by life. And in doing so, I'm able to write these beautiful poems. I'm able to hold space for others in very unique ways, because life has touched me in these unique ways and has left a scar. And, you know, those scars, although they may have been healed and, you know, no longer require attention, they may still leave a mark, you know, like this burn on the side of my wrist. You know, I don't need to put any cream on it anymore, or I don't need to, like, tend to it or anything, but it still leaves a mark there. I can still see it, visibly see it. And the same goes for our emotional experiences. We can still sometimes feel that there's a mark there, even if it doesn't require us to tend to it anymore or look after it anymore. But we can look to it as a source of inspiration, as a source of guidance, as an inspiration for our art, and the way that we show up and share the world with the world. Yeah, I like that one. And then I'll share with you one more of my shorter ones to wrap up. Whisper to me, touch with intimacy, conceal nothing, open with barriers, carriers of light, a future that felt far coming to life, after dark soul of the night. Yeah, I know why I wrote this one. Yeah, I was thinking I'm really blessed to love someone very deeply in my life, and I think I was thinking of him as I wrote this. You can see I go nervous when I talk about these kind of things, because yeah, I want to show up to you authentically, but I also don't like my private life, and I like to not share everything. But what I will say is, you know, these words here, conceal nothing, open with barriers. It's like, for me, it was very much as I entered into this space of becoming more intimate with others, and not only in partnership, but also in friendships and family. It was very much about like showing myself in my full honesty and in who I was, and being open, but knowing that openness does not mean that there's not barriers that are there that protect your being, that protect you, who you are as an individual, and your values. And I think, you know, for me, a lot of people meet me, and I'm very quick to warm to people. I open to people with instant trust. I don't, unless, you know, I've seen something or heard something from others, but I tend to, you know, meet people and I straight away give them the benefit of the doubt that I trust them, and I open myself to them. And as, you know, as we build up a relationship, that gradual opening continues. But then there's definitely times when I felt my own, and I often feel this inside, where I felt something's been crossed, or, you know, I've been mistreated in a certain type of way. And then those barriers that are always there, they're always sort of reminding me, okay, Emma, this is something that might need a few boundaries. This is something that might need some space. This is something that you need to move on from. This is a relationship that you need to let go of. So, you know, an openness does not mean that it does still mean you can get hurt. It does definitely mean that there's some painful situations that happen. But, you know, in those painful situations, we learn more. But to me, like, I don't want to not open to life because I'm afraid of the pain that might occur from being open. I want to open to life and, you know, trust that all the things that I've experienced and the work I've done with myself will always be there inside. I don't have to remind myself all the time, and will always always come to attention when I am needing to, you know, step back from something, and needing to come more into protection of self and to take care of my well-being. And I'm always reminded that through my body, through the sensations in my body, through the things that are crossing my mind, through the reflection in my poetry and journaling. So yeah, that's something that really inspired this poem, I think. And yeah, and like I said, the last few lines, a future that felt far coming to life after dark soul of the night. And it always reminds me that we go through these challenges and phases that feel darker and more difficult, and like we're going through a tunnel and we can't see the other side. But it's knowing that, you know, as we walk through the dark, we do come through to the light. And the more we kind of do that in our lives, you know, I've walked through, as I'm sure many of you have, many dark tunnels and always come through to the light, and it kind of becomes this sort of pattern that gets ingrained that, oh yeah, there is always a light on the other side. So every time you walk through the tunnel or go through a transition or a challenge, it becomes lighter and it becomes easier. You have more tools and resources to approach and to move through what you're experiencing and to keep walking. And so that, you know, that reminded me of that, of like how sometimes when that light at the end of the tunnel can feel so far away, but all our job is to keep walking and learn along the way. I hope you really enjoyed some of these shorter poems. I'd love to hear from you. You can let me know if you're listening on Substack. You can let me know in the comments. If you're tuning in on the podcast, you can drop me an email, emma@emmaevelyncampbell.com, and let me know what these poems brought up for you, because, you know, my interpretations are just my experience of these poems. But as you listen, as you read them, you'll have your own experience that I encourage you to fully explore for yourself. And sharing them with me. I always love to hear what people receive. You know, sometimes I hear things and I'm like, wow, I never saw that in those words. And it's really, really amazing to have that insight into another person's internal world. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Have a lovely week. Bye.